Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show as the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos get set for game two of this six-game set, 6:35 first pitch on a Wednesday night. It's time for today's pregame interview. I'm Javik Blake, and we're joined by the guy who held the Blue Wahoos at bay, would be one way to put it, last night, in Justin Jarvis. Justin, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, how's it going?
What a start last night. Six shutout innings, and not only that, you're starting the home opener as well. How fun of a night was that for you?
Yeah, it was awesome. First night back in Biloxi, like, got to get my feet wet last year at the end of the year here a little bit. So, like, I was excited, not really nervous, like, to be here for, like, the first time. I got a couple starts last year, so it was awesome. Bunch of fans, too, so it was cool.
And what's it like to start a home opener? Because you were out there pitching, but you had a massive crowd here, teams getting announced, lineups getting announced on the line. How great of an experience was that for you?
It was cool. I actually last year started the home opener and opening day. It was for us in Appleton last year, so I did that before once, and didn't have like too many jitters about myself, so that was nice. And but it's, yeah, I think it just adds to it. I like when the lights are on, and it's a big moment. That's like, I like that for me.
So. Well, and especially last night too, you go six shutout innings. Jackson Churio hits a walk-off home run. This place is going crazy all night long. How much fun was that?
It's so much fun. That's why you play the game, for walk-off homers, and like, it was a pitcher's duel for a lot of the game, and then all the fans got some action at the plate later. So yeah, it was cool. Yeah, I've never played with the number one prospect either, so you're seeing why he's number one. So.
You also talked about preparing yourself for this coming year by getting a cup of coffee with the Shuckers last year. How much did those starts at the end of the year help prepare you going into 2023 and starting in Biloxi in AA?
I think a ton, honestly. Just like you said, getting my feet wet, like knowing I can pitch here and like all that stuff, like not the first time this year going out there. So I think it helped a ton, yeah.
And you had a real strong start to the end of the 2022 season, including your final start of the year where you dominated the Blue Wahoos. How do you go into this year and capitalize off of what was a great ending to your 2022 season?
Just trying to keep it rolling. Like, I had like the best year of my career last year, and like just try to build on that and keep it going. Don't put too much into it. Just pitch.
How do you carry that through an offseason? It's not like as a pitcher in the regular season when you're rolling and it's just once every 5 days. You had to wait about 5 months between starts before you started last night.
I spent some time out in Arizona this offseason, so I think that probably helped. And then, I've been built up to five innings, like two outings now in spring training. So, yeah, it was pretty easy. Like, I was ready to go, I think.
What was that experience like in spring training for you, being out in Arizona and getting set for the season with not only – the Shuckers team, but a lot of the top prospects around the organization and top pitchers?
It's fun. I've been doing this, I think this is like my fifth or sixth year. So I got drafted in 18, so like a lot of these guys are like my real life friends too, not just like at the baseball field. So like just hanging with the guys pretty much. Like I love spring training. Like I'd play baseball year round if they let us, like if we didn't need to take a little break. I get bored at home.
I think most of us do in the offseason. You look around and it's like, oh, it's 6:35 and there's no baseball. This is pretty weird.
Yeah.
But back to your high school days, you talked about how you got drafted out of high school, and your high school coach was not a normal run-of-the-mill high school coach. It was Ty Wingington, a 12-year MLB veteran. What was that experience like for you?
That was cool. I'd say my high school practices were probably a little bit different than like most high school baseball players. Because, like, I was a PO my senior year, so I would literally just play catch, and then, like, I could leave if I wanted to, like, if I wasn't doing anything else. But normally, I mean, it's high school baseball. Like, if you can't stay for that practice, I probably shouldn't be playing pro ball anyway. So I would always stay, like, hang out, like, feed him balls for, like, ground balls or whatever. But that was the fun part, but also just, like, him, like talking to me and, like, knowing what to expect and, like, all that stuff for, like, going the pro route, like, because him knowing I wanted to play pro baseball out of high school, so like him just like talking with me about all different types of aspects of pro ball.
And how much did that help you get into pro ball, going through that draft process? While not only do you have people helping you on the outside, but the guy you're going to every day at practice knows a thing or two about playing in the bigs.
I'd say it helped a ton. Just like I knew what to expect, like with scouts and all that stuff like that. Like scouts come to the games, like my coach knew how to talk to scouts, like obviously knew the game of baseball, like knew like things they were looking for and things they didn't want to see me doing. So like I think it helped a ton.
But you mentioned how you were a PO your senior year of high school, but you weren't always a pitcher. You switched from catching to pitching at the age of 15, and now you're in Double A making starts. Yeah. What was that transition like from switching from behind the plate down to the mound?
Honestly, the biggest thing was just fixing my arm action, because I had like a little short arm action for catching. But like I had like a good arm and stuff, and I think I just got too big. My knees started hurting, and then I was at this PG showcase, and a kid, he was a little bit older than me, like he was like a senior in high school, and I was like 14, 15, and he like thumbed me, and I told my dad after.
Oh, no.
I was like, no, I'm never catching again, Dad. That's no good. So that was the end of catching right there after that PG showcase, and I started pitching lessons, and the rest is history, I guess.
Well, I think the pitching side's gone pretty well for you. Congratulations again on the start last night. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview, Shuckers and Blue Wahoos at 6:35.